Watching Baker and Raimondo on the stage at the National Governors Association Confab in Rhode Island revealed more similarities than differences. At a panel on the opioid addiction issue, both showed a solid grasp of the topic. Raimondo and Baker are polished Harvard graduates, well-spoken and thoughtful. Yet Baker has much stronger job approval numbers in public opinion surveys, including some at better than 70%. In Rhode Island, Raimondo's struggling to get to 50%. The latest Morning Consult poll rated her a lackluster 43%. Raimondo says she doesn't worry about polls, yet her allies believe the big gap between she and Baker can best be explained by the differing economic fortunes of Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Boston is experiencing the best economic growth in a history that dates to 1620. Providence is showing some glimmers of creating high-tech jobs, but lags behind the venture capital-fueled Boston innovation economy. Unemployment rates in both states are similar, about 4%. But Massachusetts is generating the better-paying jobs, particularly in the Boston-Cambridge access and inside the Route 128 belt. The personal per capita income in Rhode Island is about $51,000 annually, well below the $65,000 figure for Massachusetts. Public schools in the Bay State are regarded as some of the nation's best, boasting high achievement test scores. Many Rhode Island schools are underperforming, and Rhode Island has higher poverty rates and a less educated workforce than the Bay State. Massachusetts has a 20-year head start on creating a 21st century economy for its people, says Raimondo spokesman David Ortiz. We're making progress, but we started from behind, he says. While Massachusetts won the huge prize of attracting General Electric's headquarters to Boston, Raimondo had to settle for a small satellite, GE Digital. Raimondo and Baker are seen as pragmatic centrists, liberals on such social issues as gay marriage and abortion. One's a man, of course, the other a woman. This may be a reason Raimondo is not as highly rated as Baker, says Brown University political science professor Wendy Schiller. She says voters think more highly of women politicians in legislative roles. Schiller thinks it's harder for women to be seen as men's equal in executive posts, such as mayor and governor. Voters don't have a history of seeing women in these positions. In Massachusetts, Baker won a solid majority over Democrat Martha Coakley in 2014, while Raimondo emerged from a three-way contest with about 40% of the vote. Schiller says Raimondo has had trouble expanding her appeal since. While Baker has focused on nuts and bolts government, Raimondo's faced rough patches with the state's UHIP IT system that deals with social welfare benefits, a botched rollout of a tourism campaign, and troubles in the state's child welfare system. Baker has faced challenges with Boston's ancient public transportation system. Like his mentor, former Bay State Governor Bill Weld, Baker gets along with the Democrats who run the legislature, while Raimondo has had a more rocky relationship with Democratic legislative leaders in Rhode Island. While Baker is an early favorite to win again, Raimondo faces the only poll politicians really care about, re-election.